Welcome back on the town. I'm Tom Fitzsimmons. We are at Maria's Restaurant here in downtown Grass Valley. Always a great place to come. And they have a pretty good-sized group in here for lunch, but they always have room for you. Matter of fact, I just noticed that the loft area has quite a few people up there. And that's the thing about the loft area. I've seen medical groups up there enjoying lunch as a group, but there's also some couples up there as well. So make it part of your plans, if not for lunch, maybe this weekend as well when they serve breakfast. I have three special guests on the town. That's right, Herb, I'm introducing you too. We got Barbara Pixley and Donna Brown, who are docents at the South Yuba River State Park, along with Herb Lindbergh, who's also a docent, but he's also a publicity guy. That is putting out the publicity for something very special that happens every springtime, wildflower tours, which is amazing, Barbara, because you know what? I don't know if there's any snow on the ground right now. It was looking good for wildflowers about a month ago. As a matter of fact, they might come out early. What's the state of the wildflowers after all the crazy weather? Was it actually good weather for them?
Well, we were so thankful to see the rain. I was telling everybody to please do your rain dance. Because what we need is early rain and substantial constant rain. So the rain helped. We're still behind, but I think we'll probably have a fairly early season this year because of the delayed rain, and if it starts getting warm, they're going to start coming up.
Now, do you guys, before you do your tour, do you guys go out there and kind of, kind of preview what's happening and growing?
Absolutely, we do.
Now, wait a minute, Barbara, don't yell at me. I'll ring the microphone over. This is radio. Isn't she cute? She's cute, Herb. Okay, so you do pre-scout the area?
Oh, absolutely, and you have to do it throughout the season because I always say we have a play in three acts. We have the early bloomers, the mid bloomers, and the late bloomers. So every week, sometimes every day, it's changing. So if you want to see us all, you have to keep coming out and getting a look at the wonderful panorama that we have.
All right. Now, the outfit you have on the gold vest here of a volunteer. Is that the typical outfit that the docents wear out there?
Yes. All of the volunteers, when they're on duty, are known by their gold vests and so forth. And we have the patch and so forth. You can always spot us, and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Which, of course, brings up Donna Brown, who does not have that outfit on. What's the story with that Texas shirt, girl?
I guess I'm kind of a renegade docent. But I actually couldn't find my, I'm telling Barbara this, she doesn't believe me, I couldn't find my vest. I think I left it down there when I was working at the visitor center one day, which is one of the activities the docents provide is that we work on special projects around the visitor center and at the state park.
All right. So there's a lot of volunteer opportunities out there. Why did you decide to become a docent at Bridgeport, South Yuba River State Park?
Well, I have been hiking down at South Yuba River State Park for the last, since I've moved here, which is about 10 years ago, and it's just truly is a treasure. The watershed area and the trails that are available to us are absolutely stunning at all times of the year. And so I did get to know a few of the rangers down there, and so Mike Smill, who is our volunteer coordinator, applied some gentle pressure for me to become a docent. And so I thought, you know what, how perfect can that be? I have to go learn about the river and the gold mining and the birds and the flora and the fauna and hike around the trails. I mean, how hard is that? And then you learn about not only the cultural and history of the whole area, but you get to meet a whole group of new people. And, you know, volunteerism is where it's at. And it is a remarkable group that supports the South Yuba River State Park, and it has it is a great adventure.
You guys are actually the lifeblood of the park. We just passed another state budget. And it's probably not a fair question for either of you, but Barbara, is there any worries within the park and maybe the volunteers? I know you guys aren't paid, but just about having maybe shorter hours because of budget problems.
Yes, the volunteers, of course, are really such a big help to our state park system. And, oh, yes, in the past we have had cutbacks, severe cutbacks in our staff. And so forth. I think we're doing a little better now, but who knows what, you know, the future holds. But it's always something that concerns us. There certainly aren't good times for, you know, for the parks and for other facilities like this. But I would like to say, too, that this is another reason why we do like to promote our docent program. And we will be starting our new docent training on March 18th. And we invite everybody who might even think they might be interested to, I'm going to give you, in a little while, give you the number and so forth to call in our website. Because there's something for everybody. Today our focus is on wildflowers. But there's something for everybody if you love history. If you don't want to be even outdoors, we love people to work in our visitor center. May I say that Bridgeport, it's my spiritual home, I think. I was in the first docent class 15 years ago. And over the years, I have met such wonderful people. We are really a family. And so if anybody even has it in the back of their mind, they might be interested. Please come out, give us a call. And also, we are having an open house at Bridgeport.
And that's coming up very soon, right?
March 1st at 2 o'clock. And please come out and join us. And you can find out all about us, ask us questions, and we'd be delighted to help anybody who might be interested.
Kind of interesting what you said about spiritual home, if you don't mind me saying, because a lot of people get that feeling. So I ask both you ladies this. Did you feel like a connection right away of a spirituality at that river?
The Maidu, the Nisenan people who were here many hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago originally, considered Bridgeport, and especially the Buttermilk Bend Trail in that canyon, as a spiritual place. And I have very few people who have, after they have been up there, don't feel that. It is just a very special place to be, and especially when the wildflowers are blooming. It's like paradise.
And Donna, same thing. Did you feel some type of spiritual thing? A lot of people feel that about the South Yuba River in particular.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I've spent many, many hours down on the river, in the sand, in the water, hiking all the trails, and it's wonderful to be able to provide that physical exercise part, but also just be able to walk around in nature. And we have all sorts of animals that are down there, from bobcats to we have mountain lions. We even had a bear spotted last year. Now, we don't see that very often, but bald eagles, which in itself are a spiritual moment to me. But, you know, you can go all the way down to Point Defiance and actually sit down there and not hear any other extraneous man-made noises. Even now, you can get down there and be in the quiet of the water and nature. It's just fabulous.
And of course, wildflower tours coming up in the spring, and Herb, you're part of publicity, but you've also done lots of work. We were kind of sharing off the air as far as photographing some of these flowers that are built. How many flowers are down there, do you know?
There's a list that was prepared by some experts a few years back, and the total list is 220 flowers. And then we have a list of about 100 flowers on a trail guide that the docents bring with them, and it's available free at the visitor center. And we encourage everybody to pick one up before they go on the trail.
Now, was photography always something you were interested in, or in particular, nature photography, like doing something as small as like photographing very tiny wildflowers?
Yeah, that was all new to me at Bridgeport, and I've been taking photographs all my life, and about 8 years ago, I had a better camera than some of the other people had, so they said, Herb, why don't you come and take some pictures for us, and pretty much I've been taking pictures ever since.
Were you surprised how many different flowers are out there?
Actually, I was brought to the park by the fact that the wildflower people put out little placards all along the trail. And when I saw those placards describing the, you know, pointing out the wildflowers, because I don't know one from the other, or at least I didn't back then, and I was so appreciative of that I wanted to give something back, and that's why I became a docent.
Very nice stuff. And it is a remarkable amount of flowers. Were you surprised, Barbara, when you first came up here, how many different wildflowers are out there, besides just, say, poppies and things that are growing out there?
Yes, I really was. I was mentored by a wonderful lady called Mary Miller, and as I mentioned, we were in the first docent class, so this really started just at square one. And when I first started going out there with her, she was an expert, and I was just amazed, and of course, immediately fell in love with it. Didn't know much about wildflowers, but I knew this is what I wanted to do. And the program has just grown since then. And so I did want to mention that our public wildflower walk will be starting, is it March? What's the first day? March 7th. Saturdays and Sundays at 11 o'clock from the north parking lot beyond the covered bridge at the South Yuba River State Park. I also want to mention that we are glad to provide tours, docentless tours, for private groups like garden groups for a small fee, $3 donation to the park per person. And those are wonderful trips for groups who are looking for something to do in this wonderful spring weather. So, again, do you want me to give you the phone number?
Give it right now, and we'll give it out once more before we're done.
Okay. 432-2546 is our visitor center headquarter. Again, that's 432-2546. And our address, our online is bridgeport@parks.ca.gov. bridgeport@parks.ca.gov.
There'll be a test on that later. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation here on the Town at Maria's Restaurant. We're talking about the wildflower tours that are knocking on the door. Also, more details from the open house and how you can get involved, maybe becoming a docent and volunteer out there at Bridgeport and all the South Yuba River State Parks. I'm Tom Fitzsimmons at Maria's. We'll be right back. Welcome back on the town. I'm Tom Fitzsimmons around the town at Maria's Restaurant here in downtown Grass Valley on East Main Street, 226 East Main Street, but right across from the post office. Great place to come and encourage you to make it part of your lunch plans or dinner plans, maybe plans this weekend to stop by and have some food here at Maria's Restaurant. My guest today, Barbara Pixley, Donna Brown, Herb Lindbergh, we're talking about the wildflower tours are about to start up again because it is springtime knocking on the door here in Western Nevada County. And we're talking about the wildflower tours down at Bridgeport. And there's some do's and don'ts that I think we should talk about going on wildflower tours, Donna, because, you know, I could take my mom. I used to take her outside of the Empire Mine, one of the back trails, and she was famous for picking flowers. Now, what about picking flowers on the tour there?
Well, we don't support that, of course. Picking flowers, I'm not sure if it's illegal, but it might be. Yes, it is. I'm getting a nod from Barbara and Herb. It is illegal, and if we see anybody picking flowers, we will remind them not to do that again.
You know, you seem like the type that would stick them in your hair as you were walking down the trail.
No, I do. I do resist that while I'm in the state park. But, you know, one of the things that, as a docent, not only on the wildflower hikes, but we do provide that support to the rangers by doing roving around all the trails. And one of my other jobs is trail coordinator, so I'm able to, I do a lot of hiking, and I provide another set of eyes out there on the trails to, regarding hazards, maybe trees or mudslides have come down during the rain, or just also gentle redirection of visitors that may have their dog off leash, reminding them that there is a leash law, and also that we don't allow any alcohol or glass containers on the river. So, but while we're leading our wildflower hikes, we usually have two docents, and each of us are able to give information about the flowers. We don't give a lot of botanical information. We keep it very light, and we do provide information about historical use, medicinal use of the flowers. You know, the Indians used to inhabit that whole watershed, and they were docile tribes. They were acorn gatherers, and they used those plants for food and medicinal purposes for themselves. So, you know, we provide information about their uses. We also have other pictures. If the plant is not blooming, or is going to be blooming, we provide resources for when you might come back later to see the medium or the intermediate and the late bloomers happen.
Okay, and there's some pictures here at our table that Barbara has in front of her. You know what? I should get down to some basics, though, Barbara, because there's always people that, you know, we were kind of visiting off the air, and I went to Bridgeport first time 81 when I moved up here. It's like one of the first places I went to. But a lot of people maybe haven't discovered Bridgeport. So how do you get down to Bridgeport and to the, I think it's the Buttermilk Trail that you guys take?
Trail, yes. We're very easy to find. It's so you, from Grass Valley, you would take 20 as though you're going to, like, Marysville, Yuba City. You go just beyond Rough and Ready, and you will see a sign that says Bridgeport. You will veer off, and you'll go by Lake Wildwood, which I think most people know where that is. And about 15 minutes beyond Lake Wildwood on Pleasant Valley Road, you'll come right to the South Yuba River State Park. Our wildflower walks start just over the bridge, beyond, which is the overpass. The covered bridge would be to your left. the north parking lot is to your right, and there's plenty of parking, and that's where our wildflowers walk start at 11 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
And the open house that's coming, you know what? I had the darndest thing, and I grew up in a city. I grew up outside New York City, Jersey City. But I've always been interested in gold mining, gold panning and all that stuff, but I know nothing about it. Is there room for me to become like a docent or somebody, that, even though I don't really know that much?
Please, we need gold panners very badly, and we will be glad to teach you. And it is so much fun. During the summers is the only time we have public gold panning. We do have it for private tours. But we would love to have you join us. If you would be interested in learning about gold panning and sharing that information with the public, it is more fun. And, of course, we're one of the gold panning centers during the gold rush. So please come and join us.
And for people that haven't discovered the area too, Donna, when you look at the bridge, covered bridge, and over to the left there's like a big red barn, has that thing been opened up and kind of cleaned up and all that stuff or what? Or should I ask Herb because you're looking over that way?
Yeah, we opened up the barn, I believe it's like 2 or 3 years ago, and it has 11 old wagons from the gold rush days, plus a big hay press and a Jackson hay fork up at the top of the barn. And it's really a lot of fun to go through that barn, look at these old wagons, and pretend that you're back there 100, 150 years ago bouncing along in those wagons. And they really are... Well, I shouldn't say well-preserved. They are exactly the way they were back then. Nobody's gone in and modernized them at all, so you know exactly how it was back then.
All right. Wildflower tours, when they happen in March, let's talk about the trail for people that haven't been on it before. Nice, easy trail, and how long is it?
Yeah, the premier wildflower walks are on the Buttermilk Bend Trail, and the whole length of that trail is just a little bit over a mile. But with our wildflower walk, it's we usually go in about a half a mile, and then if people want to go further, they're able to do that. But the trail is actually an old ditch, so it is a rim trail. And
it's an old ditch?
An old irrigation ditch, and they used to use it to bring water down for the farms and also was used in the when they were mining for gold also. But the ditch, it is an old ditch. And these old ditches, you know, are all over Nevada County. But this, so it's a fairly level walk except for one incline at the, toward the beginning, which has stairs. So it's a fairly easy walk, I would say. And there's lots of times to stop and rest. During the summer, you should always bring water because it is hot. That side of the canyon is very warm. And, though our walk started at 11, it heats up quickly. I also want to point out that this year we will be offering a couple of new walks that I'll be doing on the Point Defiance Loop, which is on the other side downriver, and it's a little under 3 miles. It's a little more technical of a walk. It has up and down trails, boulders, and then it has about a 400-foot elevation steep climb on the back side. But we'll be doing some wildflower walks along that loop for those that would like to participate and are able to do that. It has a little bit different flowers, more shady flowers. The irises will grow on that side and last a little longer.
And believe it or not, we are out of time. So you got 30 seconds to give that phone number again. And make sure everybody gets involved. The open house is coming up. First off, what day is the open house?
The open house is March 1st at 2 o'clock. Our docent training starts March 18th, and if you would like to have any more information about what we've talked about today, please call 432-2546, and we'll be glad to talk with you.
I thank all three of my guests on the town here. We just got out of town. I could talk about this stuff all day long. I'm Tom Fitzsimmons at Maria. Stay tuned. ABC News coming up right now.
Grass Valley, Nevada City.